With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Yeah, it's almost like I knew what the fuck I was talking about.
Oh my god, Josh, I'm gonna fucking lose it. Shut the fuck up.
And welcome back. That was too high energy. I need to knock it down a peg. Hello, and welcome back to the Judgies.
You know what? Christian's just going to keep both of those takes in.
You know I'm keeping both them takes in.
Turns out I'm editing this episode, boys.
Ricky taking control of the editing.
It's all yours, dude.
Welcome back. Oh, man, that really threw me for a loop.
That was the whole point. Mission accomplished.
This is a
episode's
podcast.
Over. We can all go home.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
This is our podcast where we talk about Reddit stories primarily, joke at them, laugh at them,
laugh with them,
judge people. Big judgies over here, and the biggest judgy of them all. Here I am. It's Josh.
Oh, and I'm Rick.
And I'm Christian.
And we are
the Judgies. You guys, is it kind of lame that we say it all at the same time?
No, at this point, it's just
really
a recurring
endearing.
Bit. Yeah.
Oh, it's a bit?
Oh, no, it's endearing. It's not a bit.
Oh.
Like, people are like, oh, look how cute they are.
Yeah. We always say bye it together.
Yeah. All right. We can keep doing it,
it's
suppose.
Our thing. We do a podcast together. We all try to make jokes at the same time. And through the magic of editing, we splice them all out. So we all make jokes at separate times.
Yeah, we also all do the long, awkward pause at the same time, so we cut all that out through the magic of editing, too.
Guys, what a day, huh?
What a week. What a past 6 months this pandemic has been.
Fall is here. We wasted a whole fucking summer on the pandemic.
Yes.
Really hit me hard when, like, it was a couple weeks ago, obviously, at this point now, but someone said, like, oh, man, I love fall weather. And I was like, it's not fall. It's summer still. And it was like September 26th. And I was like, oh, no, no. We just wasted all of our summer because Americans are
whoopsies.
Fucking stupid.
I saw a good tweet. Like, I think it was probably months ago at this point. I don't know.
It's
time
so
is it's time
so...
is rough right
it
now.
It was either 6 hours or 6 months, somewhere in that time frame.
That's not an original take, but it is just so it's just such a good take of like time just doesn't mean fucking anything right now.
Yeah, no. But the tweet was from a woman that said, if I wanted to waste my early 20s, I would have been a military wife.
Yeah.
And I think that's so fucking funny.
Yep.
Hilarious. All right. Speaking of fall weather.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I just wanted to bring up the reason I know it's fall is because seasonal depression Josh is in full force, baby.
No, you can't say it because now they're going to expect stuff.
It's in full force, baby.
It's in fall force. Let's go.
For those of you that don't know about seasonal depression, Josh, the tweets are going to be coming out, baby.
The jokes are coming. Seasonal depression Josh is funniest Josh.
We're going up 15 pounds and we're putting out 15 jokes a day, baby.
Let's go. For every pound you get one tweet. Follow me. I currently have an ongoing Twitter thread, which I'm sure will just take off once seasonal depression takes force.
The thumbs?
Yep, the thumb people from Spy Kids. Of course, the original tweet being, the thumb people from Spy Kids are extremely fuckable. Not only are they dummy thick, but they also have that thummy dick.
Look at him. He's not even reading this off of his phone. He literally memorized that.
It's a
He's
good
obsessed
tweet.
With it.
It's a really good tweet.
It's not.
And it didn't get any interactions. It got like two favorites.
Was it from me and Christian?
No.
Christian and the judges.
Yeah, I think it was our judges account. So I, of course, like a couple days later as a joke, just like tweeted, I will not let this tweet die. And now anytime there's a Twitter trend that I think fits in it or I can somehow fit it, I tweet onto that thread with like a new take on the thumb people from Spy Kids.
They're still thummy thick.
Dummy thick and thummy dick.
Okay, so anyway, you know it's fall weather because now there's chili. It's chili in the air and you're eating chili in your house and whatnot. So our first story is about chili.
First story is about stew.
Actually, it's actually about a chili eating contest, and it's not about like chili with meat and beans and a soup. It's actually about like hot chili peppers. So
oh.
Just trying to do whatever segue I can here.
But you know, it's fall is the season where you just
eat hot peppers.
Eat peppers,
the
dog.
Peruvian puff pepper.
All right. Today I fucked up by cheating in a chili eating contest. This might be disturbing for some people. The fuck up happened yesterday, but I am still fucked.
That's so disturbing to me.
Fucked for 24 hours?
It is spooky Halloween.
My brother and I both have high tolerance to spicy food. My brother thinks it's a good idea to make a chili eating contest. He buys a kilo of chili peppers. Really hot chili peppers. That's in all italics, just so you know. We split them, about half a kilo each side. The rules are you have to chew and you can't drink anything. You guys, guess what I did? I did not chew. I ate half a kilo of really hot chili peppers without drinking anything. My brother didn't realize I hadn't chewed them. I won $20.
$20?
Not enough.
To eat a pound of chilies. For you that don't know, a kilo is 2 pounds, 2.2 pounds. And so he ate an entire pound of chilies, swallowing them entirely.
How much do you think one chili
Stems
pepper weighs? Like,
a couple ounces?
A 12th of a pound. Like,
not
a
probably
lot. Ate like 12 chili
That's
peppers.
That's a lot.
The fuck up is incoming.
Also for
How
20...
How is that? No, the fuck up happened.
He did it for $20 too. What that, a low amount of money.
That barely covers the cost of the peppers.
About an hour later, I had to use the bathroom. Massive diarrhea. It burns...
From what?
A lot.
He actually had Chinese food before. Earlier in the day, he had Chinese food, and it's just going right through him now.
I stay on the toilet for more than an hour. I get up and wipe, turn around to flush. There isn't any poop in the bathroom. Let me rephrase that. Turn around to flush. There isn't any poop in the bowl. There are only deformed chilies. I literally shat whole ass chilies. My bum is still burning and it hurts. Oh, God. I used the bathroom thrice today and it's only 10 a.m.
Oh,
I'm not even pooping. I'm shitting whole chilies.
Wait, this motherfucker had a chili eating contest at 9 a.m.? What a bad idea.
That's
for
a
20
good
bucks.
Point.
You're going to ruin your whole day for $20?
Who does that at 9 a.m.?
All right.
God.
What were these fucking chilies made out of cardboard? How fibrous were these fuckers that didn't get digested?
Okay. He says, sorry for the misunderstanding due to my shitty writing / planning. I did not shit the chilies an hour after I ate them. I I had massive diarrhea with normal poop 1 hour after I ate the peppers. I had to wake up at 5 a.m. to shit, and that's when I shed whole peppers. Sorry for the misunderstanding.
Does make
more
sense.
Slightly better.
Since people want to see my shit peppers, I'll make sure to post a picture next time I shit.
Okay. Did he get a picture of it?
I don't know if there'll be any more peppers. I'm taking stool hardeners now.
Is he fucking... The issue wasn't that it's hard, it's that it wasn't there.
What yeah, do
you
there's...
mean? You need stool appears.
The top comment is, you can now transcend into a vending machine.
Oh. I'm kind of curious on how bad of a time his brother's having, because I feel like it's got to be worse if you did chew up the peppers, right? Because then you have more of the capsaicin exposed to your body. It's got to burn worse than shitting an entire pepper.
You guys.
I don't know. I think I'd rather shit a pepper hole.
Somebody said, seriously, have some milk to ease the pain. Someone said, instructions unclear. Milk squirted into the anal cavity as an enema? The next comment was, dunno, but spicy chocolate milk sounds pretty good.
Oh, God.
The internet's so gross.
How much money would it cost you to have a chili eating contest?
I mean, I like hot food. But if that's a dumb premise of a contest. It shouldn't be who can eat 20 chilies the fastest. Like...
Why not?
I don't know. I guess, well, how else can you do it? But it just doesn't make sense.
How is this
sense.
Dude's speedrunning strats going to work if it's not eating X amount the quickest?
I mean,
he was
that's
just
fair.
Getting some quick manips.
I guess speed is, yeah, I guess it is the right way to do it. But you got to chew. This guy's an idiot.
I'm like, surprised he didn't choke, to be honest.
Chewing is going to fuck up your mouth more, but it'll save you on the back end.
I just can't imagine it does.
Like he said, he's already going to have diarrhea, and you're going to be shitting anyway, and it's going to burn anyway. And chewing will at least let your body, like, break down some stuff.
I guess. I do think his brother's a fucking idiot for being like, let's have a fucking chili eating contest. And it's like, he's probably saw it on TV, and it's like, that sounds really fucking good. And didn't realize it's actual chili that you're supposed to eat, and not chilies.
Yeah. He, like, Googled, like, what's a cool eating contest? And didn't understand what chili is.
He saw that as fall, and he's like, it's chili eating contest season.
Pumpkin spice chili eating contest.
So this, when I read this story, it made me immediately think about Christian's brother telling us a very similar story. One day we went out to lunch, and we're sitting in Subway. His brother looks at us, and he goes, you guys, I gotta tell you something. And he starts telling us that he was eating a ton of almonds for snacks.
Okay.
And then he farted. He was like, uh-oh. A little something came out, and it felt a little sharp. So he went to the toilet, and when he goes to wipe, he felt it fall into the toilet. And when he looked down into the bowl, it was just a whole almond by itself. No poop on it.
Just a
clean almond in the bowl.
Quick almond shart, you know.
Just one almond?
That popped out when he farted.
What?
Just an almond shart, you know.
Oh,
so
God.
When he said he nut his pants, it wasn't cum?
I'm really hoping it wasn't a fat nut this time, dude.
Oh, God. It was so funny. I have never laughed so hard and so loud in public before.
What? How? What are these? What are people's digestive tracts?
I don't know.
Are things not getting digested?
I don't know. Because we even questioned him.
There's so much line of esophagus, stomach, large intestine, small intestine,
duodenum,
iodinum,
jejunum,
jujitsu. Like, there's so much stuff. How did none of it get broken down?
Not to mention, like, the literal hydrochloric acid that's in your stomach.
Yeah.
Is it hydrochloric or is it sulfuric?
I'm not sure. But it's fucking...
It's some really strong acid.
Bro, it's fucking acid, though.
It's stomach acid. That's what it is. It wouldn't
sure
be sulfuric because that would eat through your stomach.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's hydrochloric.
But I don't understand.
I know. So I was like, well, are you sure that it came out of your butt? Like, did it somehow did just fall into your underwear?
Have a handful of almonds and scratch your ass.
Somehow drop somehow it down your butt crack?
I'm thinking, because I know.
Maybe he sat on an almond M&M and the rest of it melted out.
I'm thinking that, like, maybe he, like, tossed a handful up in the air to catch in his mouth.
He didn't do one at a time. He was like, I got this. And just entire handful.
I mean, maybe. That's the only, like, other logical explanation I can think of other than he just sharded out a whole almond.
He tried to do that thing where instead of stacking quarters on your elbow and trying to catch it, he did it with a bunch of almonds and one just right into the butt.
He was trying to Salt Bae, but with almonds.
Ah.
And just completely missed. And for some reason, his underwear was exposed to catch one and make it to the back.
Well, we do... Josh, the Kluckners do have high butt cracks.
That's true. The butthole was definitely exposed in this situation.
Like, I'm sure it just, like... I'm imagining, like, him tossing up a handful of almonds to try and catch them. And then one just goes down, like, the back of his shirt. And just lands all the way down into his butt crack. And it's just there until he farts later. And then he feels it moving around and vibrating. And he's like, oh, no. I gotta go check that.
Just a Rube Goldman machine.
Rube Goldberg.
Rube Goldberg machine of an almond falling into his butt crack. It's like knocking a bowling ball down a bookshelf and shit. Before finally, just an almond down
a gun
his butt
goes
crack.
Up. Marble slides down. Did the Reddit post talk to anything about his brother's experience? Did you see anything?
No, I didn't see anything.
Here's my question. If Peter Piper shit a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper's brother shit?
They're still in his stomach, dude. He chewed them up. He was smart enough. You get diarrhea in an hour if you swallow them whole. You get diarrhea in 5 hours if you chew them up first.
Because that way you got a full night's sleep.
Yeah.
Could you imagine farting and there's a pepper in your shit?
What
in your drawers?
What if they only have one bathroom in their house? How terrible would that be?
Damn, bro, you done with the fucking toilet? I gotta drop these peppers off at the fucking Super Bowl, dude. What the fuck? I'm shitting peppers over here, dude.
Would you shit in a bathtub if it was an emergency?
The emergency.
Would you shit in a bathtub or in your bathroom sink? Like, those are both your second options as toilets. Which one would you use?
You got
the garbage can.
Garbage can's good for shit.
Josh knows from experience.
I mean, all I'm saying is hefty, hefty, hefty.
Shitty, shitty, shitty.
Oh, God. I just taken a drink. I almost spit that out.
Fucking butt almond.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite stories.
How do you just have an almond? All right, let's get on to the next one.
It's also, like, the whole, like, the fact that he sharded it, too. There's so many layers to that.
I didn't know 7-layer dips normally had almonds.
An entire almond, just a single almond's all that came out of your butt. But
how many almonds would you say is the perfect amount of almonds?
I don't know, like 10.
23, according to the package.
Yeah, 2 dozen. That's correct.
Thank you.
Christian wins on Price is Right rules. Closest without going over.
All right. So, fall brings in the height of wedding season. So this next one's about weddings, since we're on a fall kick.
We're on a fall-themed episode.
Am I the asshole for making my girlfriend wear white to a wedding? My best friend and I are the type to always pull pranks on each other. It's just how our friendship formed, and we always get a kick out of it. For example, he once invited me to a party and told me to wear a costume, and when I got there, it was normal attire. I laughed after the initial embarrassment. And like I said, we're comfortable enough to do that with each other.
Classic prank.
That is a pretty good prank.
Get wrecked.
Well, he held a wedding this past weekend. Socially distant, everyone was spread out, and it was entirely outdoors. In the weeks leading up to the wedding, I told my girlfriend to wear white, as it was expected all the women would wear it.
Oh my god.
She was reluctant, but I told her that it was just a quirky thing the bride and groom were doing, so she said okay and bought a white dress. When we got to the wedding, It was standard wedding attire, and my girlfriend was mortified.
Rightfully so.
When my best friend saw what I had done, he was cracking up and joked, "I guess you two are getting married instead of us." The bride was rightfully pissed.
So I had to do it.
I'm saying rightfully pissed, but...
We pushed the bitch out of the way and got married right there on the day. The altar was already set, and my dick was soon to be wet.
Ew. Boo. That's your first boo of the night. And it's extra boo because it's spooky season. Ah. So the bride was pissed off and made a huge deal out of it. Normally she's really chill, so I was surprised by her anger.
Why the fuck is she mad? It's not like it was her special day. It was just a little fucking prank.
My friend even tried to calm her down and told her it was just clothing. It doesn't need to change anything. Now I feel incredibly bad by what happened. I really didn't think it was a big deal.
Fucking idiot.
Now I have remorse for my actions.
I personally think this has been blown out of proportion, but I don't know. Am I the asshole?
But I don't know. This dude's such a fucking idiot.
The number one rule of pranks is don't do it at anybody else's expense other than the person you're pranking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So not only did he, I mean, he's trying to prank his best friend, but like he's hurting his girlfriend and he's hurting his best friend's new wife.
Yep. And everybody that's like family of the bride.
And watching this all unfold and how fucking awkward it is.
That's the problem. It's like, it's one thing to prank your buddy. It's like, oh, we prank each other, but to be like, I'm going to fucking bring my girlfriend into it, even though she's super uncomfortable about it.
Yeah, he pranked his girlfriend.
He pranked his girlfriend than anything. He's like, I'm going to bring her into it, and I know that my buddy and his wife don't know anything about this, and they're probably going to be really fucking upset about it, but, dude, this is going to be real fucking funny, dude.
I mean, I've definitely seen weddings where, like, the bride and the groom are the only ones that wear, like, black, and then everyone else is supposed to wear white.
Hmm.
But that's clearly laid out in the invitation.
Yeah.
It tells you right then and there, like, what you're expected to wear.
Would have been funnier if he made her show up in, like, a COVID-19 costume. That would have been a better prank.
That actually would have been funnier.
Or when you said, like, we were all socially distanced and outside, blah, blah, blah. It's just, like, that Twitter picture of, like, had a totally safe, chill COVID hang. And it was just, like, all a bunch of white dudes, like, touching shoulder to shoulder. It's like, don't worry, we were all safe and responsible. It's like, no, you weren't.
They all had their conceal and carry on them, dude.
I would have shot that virus dead if it came anywhere near me.
It's so wild to me. Especially, like, his example was, like, my fucking buddy got me real good one time where he invited to me a party with all of our friends. It was only people we knew, and he told me to come in a costume. So it was, like, super funny because all my friends were laughing about it, and then it's like... But no, I'm going to do this to a bunch of fucking strangers. I'm just going to ruin everybody's fucking day.
Well, to be fair, he was pranked by his friend in a prank involving an attire, an outfit, if you will. So he got him back with an outfit-based prank. An eye for an eye.
Yeah. Makes the whole world blind, though. Are we leaving that part?
Huh?
Huh? That's not part of the saying.
Eye for an eye. Doesn't work.
I was trying to write something down on the book. My pencil ran out of lead. Joshua threw me a new pencil. Lead was out. It stabbed me in the hand. Go to write with it. It instantly breaks. Oh, Jesus Christ.
My eye.
Whoa. That was a fucking...
That was a whip.
Dinger right at the eyeball.
That is not cool.
Son of a bitch.
Lit. You need to lose.
I gave you a pen.
Calm down, dude. Just crushing the pencil.
Shut up.
Just writes like.
Why does it keep snapping in half?
I wish I had a working pencil. Like, that's what you needed to write. You didn't need a pencil to write that. Man, weddings, huh? Who would get married? Fuck that.
Yeah, it's gross.
In fact. Speaking of people who shouldn't be married, why don't you guys and everybody else take a quick break? Bye.
Do you actually think we need this up?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, did you guys have time to talk it over in your quick break? About what, 3 weeks? Erica saw a bunch of people. Christian, we worked out a lot.
I worked on myself.
So did Erica, honey.
We didn't actually take a break.
They broke up, guys.
We're getting divorced. It's over.
They got it annulled. It was within a year, so thankfully the Catholic Church saw through that.
My God.
All right.
Here's the problem. If we actually did split up, Erica would instantly be able to, like, just fucking rebound, get somebody else. And it's just like,
ew, no.
I just somehow fooled you into going out with this awkward dumbass of a person. And it's like, lightning doesn't strike twice, baby.
See, I feel the same way.
So sad for you.
But the opposite. Like, I feel like I'm the one that got lucky and tricked you into being with me.
Guys, as your best friend, I can say you both fucking suck and you're both lucky to find each other.
That's fair.
You're both just bottom of the barrel.
You guys would get killed on dating apps. I know it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's like, oh, you could find somebody real quick. Nah. Nah, I don't think I could.
All right. Well, segue. Speaking of finding things for good. No, hang on. I got it. Hang on. Well, in the same way you might find someone on a dating app, how would you guys shop for things? And you're looking for fine things? Amazon. That's right.
I was going to say Amazon, but she didn't even let us give you an answer.
I read your mind. So, this is a real quick thing for our circle judge here. There is a Kindle product. It was a $2 audiobook, and it was titled, How to Change Your Password on Your Amazon Account. And it's got the Amazon logo on it. Clearly a fucking scam.
Just fucking bestseller, baby.
Clearly meant to scam people into giving this person your login address so they can buy stuff on your account. But there's 9 reviews of this product of people who presumably bought into this.
Bought it.
All of them are
got their identity stolen.
All of them are 1-star reviews. So I'm just going to read maybe all of them. We'll see. First review from RoboInfo_19.
Not a robot.
Titled, that you have a reasonably logical process for a customer to change his or her password on Amazon.com account. The review being, all caps, I don't want to read a book. I just want to change my password.
Oh my God. Do you have to buy the product to leave a review?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I was like, man, could you imagine spending $2 and being like, wait, I don't want to read an entire book. I just wanted the answer. I was willing to pay the $2 to get the answer.
Review from Robert Owlsbrook. Titled, A Book You Can't Buy or Read Even Though It's Free. GFY Amazon? Go fuck yourself, Amazon. Sorry. Amazon, why in the 9 hells did you allow something like this to be created? The kicker? It's free, but it's not available for purchase? What? This causes me to consider ending my relationship with Amazon. How to change your password on your Amazon account? Here, to change your account settings, go to your account and select login security, and then he goes through how to actually change your fucking account.
True saint.
Literally, all you have to Google is how to change. Maybe this is why it comes up. It's like,
it must be. Well, here's the thing. You've seen all the, like, the memes of, like, grandparents, like, posting something on Facebook that is meant to be a Google search. You know there's like an old lady that's on Amazon and doesn't know how to get back to Google and is just typing in the main bar like, how to reset password?
Yeah. Probably the saddest review. You guys ready for the saddest review? Titled, Change Password. I just want a site to change my password. User, old nurse.
Oh.
Oh. This old nurse just wants to change her password.
I just want to change my password so bad. I've been looking for a site everywhere. Nowhere will let me change my password.
What's funny on these is, like, a lot of them are just, like this one's from Cheryl, and the title is, "Oh, come on now."
Just Cheryl?
Yeah.
Oh, come
it's
on
like,
now.
She's, like, Cher, but, like, worse. She's Cheryl. No last name. Just, "Oh, come on now. I don't want to read a book. I just want to change my password." 53 people found this helpful. So there's only 9 reviews, but... On this this review from Linda Clement, "What the fuck? I want to change my effing password." 20 people found this helpful. Like, these people have so many, like, 31 people found this helpful. How many people, 50 people, how many people can't figure out how to change your goddamn password? You go to your account settings and fucking change password.
I love it.
Okay, well,
also,
first of all,
if you're in your Amazon account, do you need to change your password?
You already logged in
yeah.
to leave a review? Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing, man.
I mean, we just hired a bunch of old people at work to do a 100% computer-based job. And, like, why did we do that? Why? Why? The very first day, I had to literally teach this person how to turn on the computer.
That's so insane.
My typewriter didn't have this back in the day.
Literally.
Do they all
terrible.
Speak with a transatlantic accent?
Yeah, no. See?
No.
Back in the day, the Dell computer.
No, they're just assholes, to be honest.
What's really probably the funniest thing to me about this is it lists the file size for this Kindle book. The length is 4 pages. The size is 1,000 kilobytes. This bitch is a goddamn gigabyte.
That shit got some good pictures, though.
That's
dude.
For sure a scam, right? Like,
oh, yeah. This is absolutely a scam. The seller is Shinpiro Miyazaki, which, if it was, like, an actual Amazon thing, it would probably say, like, Amazon Steve or whatever. Oh, man. Fucking old people. Gotta love them. Gotta hate them.
So are we going to buy this Kindle book or what?
It's not available for purchase.
Fuck.
It probably got shut down and marked as a fucking scam, and all these dumbass old people are like, "Why can't I buy this? I need to figure out how to change my password."
I'm still willing to pay the $2 to figure out how to fucking change this,
dude. Remember that time your mom called us? Well, your dad called us, and he was like, "You guys got to come over here. Marsha's doing something. She's doing something. So she's got somebody on the phone. She's paying somebody to do something on the computer, and you guys got to come over."
This was a nightmare. I forgot. Repress this memory. Yeah, so my mom got a scam email saying, like, "Someone logged into your iCloud account. Like, click this link to change your password or whatever." So she clicks it, and it's like, "Oh, no, something happened." So, like, she Googles how to reset iCloud account, basically. It takes her to another scam website. Like, because old people, no matter how much you try to correct their web browser,
your mom's only
29. At heart, no matter how much you try to correct their web browser, it's always just like fucking spyware. And it's like, so you go like, she did the right idea of like going to google.com, googling like how to reset. I think she typed in like Apple support, and the first link, instead of being an actual Google link, was like an advertised link.
Because it had all the spyware on it.
Yeah, so it took her to a second spyware company that's like, "Call this company for tech support." And she calls it. And it's like, yeah, she like, my dad called me. I was like, "Give the phone to mom right now." And I like, she's like, "I don't know. I paid him $150. It was like $200 to like, for tech support." And it's like, I was like, "I'll be there. I'll be there in a second." And it's like, I pull up, and I was like, yeah. I unplug their router.
"Mom, I'll be there in a second. Just Venmo me $1,000, and I'll be there in a second."
Like, we were, like, already only, like, a few blocks away. And it's like, I run in. I fucking unplug their router. I take the phone from her with the guy that she's talking to. I was like, "Fuck off," and hang up. And then I felt bad because, like, I got there, and it's like, this dude actually did help her. This dude,
he was
trying
to help.
So he took her.
He
took
scammed
her, money,
her for money, but like was then, actually like, "You can't be doing this. You have the same password for everything." Like, was helping her.
Wait, and what's your username and password for your Citi bank account?
Well, like, she had like just a Microsoft Word document that just had every single password she's ever made. He's like,
but she gave him remote access.
Yeah, that's why I came in there and unplugged everything. Is he had remote access, and I was like, "What are you doing?" But he was like, "You have to remove this off your desktop. Somebody could just come and steal this from you. Anybody that logs on your computer can steal this from you.
Somebody could do it. I don't know who would do it except for me."
And so I felt bad because it's like he kind of helped. I mean, because it got paid, so he's like, "Gonna do the right thing."
He didn't get paid though because she immediately called her credit card company and was like, "I just got scammed. My credit card got hacked." So they canceled that payment.
I wonder if that's sort of some sort of like legal loophole for them to be like, "Oh no, I performed a service. Yeah. I just charged $600 or yeah, however much money."
Yeah, it's like it's hang not on. His fault. <Hang on.
laughs> Oh no, like I performed a service. I just charged them an exorbitant amount of money to perform a service of doing this. So like, it's not my fault they overpaid for a service.
Pretty much.
Maybe it's
yeah.
like a legal loophole.
That's definitely not illegal. It's you can charge whatever you want. It's like,
right.
It should be.
You should have found a more affordable service.
I had my debit card information stolen recently online somehow. And so I had two purchases in like Pennsylvania. It was like $60 or whatever, nothing crazy. And I went into the credit union, the local credit union, and I was like, "Hey, yeah, I had my card stolen and I had these charges on it." And the lady like looks at me dead face. "Okay, who stole it?" And I'm like, "Huh?" And she's like, "Who took it?" I don't know. If I knew, I wouldn't be here. I'd be going to get it or at the police station. She's like, "Well, we need to normally file a police report, and then we can refund you the money." And I'm like, "It's in Pennsylvania. Like, it was an online thing. Like, clearly, like, I have the card. It's just somebody
they
stole
just
my
skimmed
numbers.
Your numbers." Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh. I'll see what I can do." And then she came back and she's like, "Yeah, we can give you your money back." I fucking better hope so. What kind of a question is who took it? If I knew, I wouldn't be here. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if the bank that we use that they wouldn't give you money back because they didn't refund you, right, when someone stole the Amazon account?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. We've been hacked so many times.
It's that damn McDonald's, man.
It is.
That happened to us. I was just thinking about that.
That's what Christian said. Is like, "Did you go to this McDonald's at past like 9 p.m.? And I was like, "Oh, maybe." And he's like, "Yeah, that was it." Like,
yeah. Oh,
that's exactly where my card got skimmed at.
It's ridiculous. No, the first time it happened, somebody tried to buy like $1,200 worth of furniture somewhere like down in Peoria or some shit when I was in school. And I was like, "Joke's on you. I have like $5 in this account. Of course it's gonna get flagged. Like, what the fuck?" No, but the one time, like, my mom's Amazon account got hacked. And obviously,
you all used it.
We leaked off of her Amazon Prime account, clearly. But
so you're the robber.
No.
You're stealing from Jeffrey Bezos.
So
how is he going to get put dinner on his table for him and his divorced wife?
So the one day, my one credit card that I like very rarely ever use, only under certain circumstances, had like a $50 charge. And I was like, "That's not right. I don't use that card." So I looked it up and it's from Amazon. I was like, "What the fuck?" And so I'm going through all these charges and all of a sudden, like, Christian's got, what was it, like $400 or $500 of charges?
They kept doing like $50 charges like
every couple days.
Mm.
Or every couple days, yeah. And my mom had like over $1,000 on hers and they hid the transactions under archived orders. So you couldn't just see them in your regular transaction history.
Mm. Yeah, it didn't say that. It's like, here's your previous orders. They had moved it into a different location.
In my bank, when I called my bank and I was like, "Listen, like, this was a scam. Like, I got scammed. They stole this from me." The bank was like, "Well, you gave Amazon permission to use your card, so that's on you." And I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
That's fucked.
Which is, I mean, I guess I was lucky because it was the least amount. I was the one that caught it before they
only got hit like once.
Yeah, they only got my card once before I was like, "Excuse you." But everybody else got their money back. But it was months. My mom fought with Amazon for months to get her money back. And I think she finally did. But it was a whole thing. Like, they shut down our Amazon account.
They like locked it until they could like file an investigation on it.
Yeah, it was like 6 months without Amazon Prime. I was very upset.
Well, they locked your mom's Amazon account.
True. And that's the thing. Like, I could have used that $50 to just fucking get my own Amazon account for that amount of time.
Subscription.
Yeah. But nope, I'm a cheap ass and steal from my mother.
I just remembered one other funny.
Thanks, Mom.
One other funny tidbit from my scam was like, they texted me on Friday, and like I wasn't like in a situation where I was using my card all weekend. So like they texted me on a Friday, a fraudulent report. I got a text message that said like, "Hey, did you just make this purchase?" And I just texted back, "No." And they're like, "Okay, charge was can- it was like $100 at a Dick's Sporting Goods," and it's just like, "Okay, you can still use your card. Don't worry about it." And I'm like, "Okay," and that's why I checked a couple days later if I had any other charges, and that's when I caught the other charges. And I was like, why didn't you just cancel my card?
Right?
The card was clearly compromised.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, you should be good to keep going. Like, don't worry about it. Clearly it wasn't.
But then the same bank is like, because we have the same bank, and the same one, a time where I was trying, I actually made the purchases, they like wouldn't let me do it. They called me like, "Are you making this purchase?" "Yes, I'm making this purchase." "Okay, are you sure?" "Yeah." And then they still locked my account and made me get a new card. I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me? I told you it was me."
They haven't been that bad to me recently. But
no, that was like a couple years ago.
Yeah. When I first started there, when I was at community college, like when I would buy textbooks, I would have to call like 3 days in advance to be like, "Hey, I'm about to drop a bunch of money on textbooks." And they'd be like, "Okay." And then you go to buy textbooks and they're just like, "Did you just buy textbooks? What the fuck?"
Yeah.
Like, every trip you've ever gone on during college, Erica would call ahead of time and be like, "Hey, we're going to this town, so we're going to be passing through these areas. So if you see any charges, that's what it is." Like, yeah, we'll make a note of it. Like, 3 out of the 4 trips we ever took in college, her card get locked down and had to get a new card.
See,
and she's like, "You made sure to call the bank, right?" I was like, "Why the fuck would I do that? My card never got locked a single time."
So pissed.
I've never called them when I'm traveling.
You're supposed to call them every time you leave the area.
I know you are, but I've never had it tagged for me, which is why I was kind of surprised when it was like, did you buy something in Pennsylvania?
I was so pissed. Like, I specifically called, and I said that on the phone, like, "I specifically called you and told you I was going to be in Florida. And here I am in Florida trying to buy gas, and you're telling me I can't buy gas in Florida where I told you I was going to be?"
It was literally her first transaction of that trip. Like,
I was so mad.
Yeah, and it wasn't just like, "All right, we'll get it figured out." She's like, "Sorry, you're going to have to get a new card. I'll be there when you get back from your fucking trip."
I was so mad.
Well, that took a bit of a detour.
Sorry, kids.
That's the circle, George. I hope you can relate.
Let us know about your
card.
Send us your credit card information.
You know how secure it is. You just give us your credit card information, couple numbers, the date, CV number on the back.
You think, but one more?
Yeah, one story here.
All right. Sticking with the fall theme of this episode.
Fall is life.
You know, when it's cold outside, you want to cuddle up, congregate, spend some time with your sweetheart.
Congregate, my favorite verb for joining with people.
I love
congregating in the fall.
When me and my wife congregate, that's just like, oh, it's something special.
Yeah, you guys' wedding night, you congregated the marriage.
Conjugate. All right. Today I fucked up by having my entire family witness me getting head in my car from my girlfriend.
That's fucking dope, dude. Hell yeah, dude. You got fucking top in your goddamn jalop, dude.
The tale I'm about to weave happened some time ago.
Oh, so it's made up?
I figured I'd tell this story, though, so here it goes. I used to date this girl, and early on in our relationship, we were all about the going out to bars phase and hanging out every chance we could. Well, it was a Friday night, and my brother was playing guitar at a bar. So I...
This family is just cool. Yeah,
dude,
so fucking
rock.
Yeah, so fucking Chad was playing a set, and so I was like, "Hey, Stephanie, you want to go out and like fucking watch my brother jam?"
Pretty much. So I thought it'd be fun to join my parents and my sister and drink and listen to him play. My parents arrived at the bar first, and then my girlfriend and I arrived in my car. We parked a couple cars down from my dad's car. There were a ton of cars, so we found a spot and nestled right in.
There's so much exposition.
They have to really set the scene.
Was any of that important?
Cut to an hour in, we're having a grand old time, drinking and yucking it up with my family.
She's about to begin the yuck in a couple
seconds.
She's
about to be yucking it up, baby.
Well, I look at my girlfriend and she flashes me the sexy eyes. And of course, me being a drunk and horny 23-year-old, I decide to flash them right back to her. So I pretend I'm going outside with her to have smoke. We go to my car and it's pretty dark out.
And then she starts to smoke this pole, dude.
No one is around.
So leave me alone.
We haven't listened to that song in forever.
We're getting copyrighted. Stop.
I triple check to look for people, and when I assume it's safe, I pull out my log and she starts giving me the old blowy. Now I'm in the car for a good about 15 minutes with her, and we're both drunk. Not completely
this is
useless.
Just trying to fucking show off. I'm fucking rad. And, dude, I can get a fucking 15-minute blowjob, no problem.
But we both must have lost track of time because we were so in the moment that we didn't realize the gig my brother was playing was done.
This dude got an hour and a half blowjob.
I hear the knock on the window first, and we both jump about 2 feet in the air in our seats. I look up. My sister starts walking away, shaking her head. I see my mom with the most horrified look on her face. My brother's loading up my dad's car with his music equipment. My dad just turned and tried to hurry my mom back to the car. Meanwhile, my girlfriend pretends to be looking for a contact while I'm struggling to zip up my jeans.
Nailed it.
The next day, my...
my contact fell out.
It fell on his dick, I swear. And, like, I can't see, so I have to use the tactile sensations of my mouth.
I can only taste my contacts, actually.
I'm tasting for a saline solution. There's something salty down here.
The next day, my girlfriend and I had plans for dinner with my parents. I wanted to get ahead of the situation to gauge my dad's reaction and to hopefully find out what exactly they saw.
He's already gotten ahead of the situation.
Hell yeah, dude. Dad, what'd you think of my fucking hogger, though?
Yeah, so I whipped out my login for my dad, and I was like, hey, man, seem familiar?
Jesus Christ. So I begin to open my mouth when he cuts me off and says, so we're having chicken for dinner tonight. Said, cool, Dad, but, insert girlfriend's name here, is a vegetarian. And without missing a beat, my dad says, not from what we saw last night, unless you have a broccoli dick. Ladies and gentlemen, my father.
Fucking own, dude. You fucking libtard.
Damn, Dad, I hope that chicken is jerked, because, like, I got jerked last night by my girlfriend in the parking lot.
And that's how he became known as Broccoli Rob.
That's a bad nickname.
It's a bad nickname. It's a real bad nickname. But
it's better than Cauliflower Carl.
No. That one at least has alliteration.
Brock-cock.
Brock-cock is good.
Brock-cock.
Brock-cock?
I do want to know how long this blowjob lasted. It's like, we just went through a time machine and somehow the gig was over. Like, you didn't know it was the last song?
He was already at the gig for an hour.
Okay.
How long? But, like, how long does a fucking open night guitarist play for? If you're already getting fucking pissed drunk for an hour and then you go to the parking lot to get a blowy?
Well, like you said, they were drunk, but they weren't completely useless. If that means anything to you.
Yeah, they were useless to their parents in that moment, I think.
His dink still worked.
I'm glad he set up 5 lines of exposition on where the cars were parked.
How the cars were parked, and then it didn't come back.
It was just like, my parents parked next to me. That's
all
you needed
to say. Well, I
think
it was to say, like, his parents' car was a couple cars down, and, like, there was plenty of cars around, so they thought they were secluded. Clearly not secluded enough.
Do you think he would do it again, though?
Oh, in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? He got ahead.
He definitely finished, right? Like, he didn't be like, well, sis.
That's why her contact was out. She got it right in the eye.
It folded over.
It came out at Mach 1, I fucking swear. It folded over. You guys ever gotten a blowy in a parking lot?
Oh, totally, dude. I've definitely got a blowy in a parking lot. No, I don't have a dick to get blowed. Blown?
To get blowed.
Blown?
Blued? If only I had a dick to get blowed. Santa Claus, Fedicia, I just want a dick to get blowed.
Any dick in the world, really.
Any dick will do. Any dick will do, yeah. And then the pervert who is dressed up as Santa Claus says, I got a dick for the blow to you right here.
All
right,
we're done. We're done with this metaphor.
No, Josh asked the question, but now we got to bounce it back to him. You ever got your dork sorked in the parking lot?
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that on a podcast that my mother listens to. So
so you're going to set up, we would have answered it. You're a coward.
In a parking lot? No.
Are you saying that to me?
On the open road? Maybe.
Excuse.
on the road again.
Seatbelts were worn the whole time. I
we were safe. Precautions were taken. We were socially distanced. We had masks on.
No congregating.
No, we had a group of less than 10, I swear. Well, guys, another banger of an episode. Nice. If you want to send in a story for us to read, send it to our email. That's judgiespod@gmail.com. Or if you need to leave a review, do that too. Apple iTunes. I don't think you can on Spotify, but...
You know what?
Give her a try.
Send us in a review. Yeah. If you don't got Apple, send us in a review.
Email
Where can
in.
They send that in to, Ricky?
You can send us an email to...
I already said the email.
You did the email.
What do you
DM
mean?
DM us.
DM us a review.
DM us a review.
Christian is like, I'm going to throw you under the bus, Erica.
Yeah,
and Erica's
right?
Just like, I'm under the bus now. What do I do? Do I push the gas?
I wasn't paying attention. How can I push the gas if I'm under the bus?
Long arm.
I put myself under the bus. Don't push the gas.
Give us a social medias, Ricky.
The social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram, and our handle is @judgiespod. That's J-U, isn't it? Yeah. Why are you laughing?
We literally did this exact same exchange last week.
Oh.
I started laughing because you started to spell it, and then you were like, why are you laughing?
Oh. Okay, first of all, I have a short attention span. Second of all, why are you laughing? And third of all, I spell it every week. What do you mean?
That's the bit. That's the joke.
Should I not spell it anymore?
No,
these motherfuckers know
me.
How to Google or what?
It's funny to me. And they need to Google how to change Judgy's account password.
It's J-U-D-G-I-E-S pod, P-O-D, all right, on Instagram and Twitter. Give
and that's
a,
Hosh Jai Smith on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
And @OGPissyChrissy and @MrsRicky. Those are our personal Twitter accounts.
It's not my @, but that's okay.
What's
that's it? My Twitter name.
Oh, what's your @?
It's going to be @MrsRicky now.
You think
way
that's
better.
Just open?
Gotta change it now.
You don't think there's other Mrs. Rickies in the world?
We're about to find out.
Well, if you don't want to do the @, you can always follow me using my name, Pistian Christian. It's my formal name, or Pissy Chrissy, as my friends call me.
Hi, I'm Pistian Christian. My friends call me Pissy Chrissy.
All right,
and
goodbye.
If you, hey, hold on.
Nah, we got to stop
hold
it
on. If you enjoyed this podcast, share with a friend.
Yes. Always you know share. What? Sharing is caring.
You know, I spend at least, I don't know, 17 hours a day looking at the analytics for this podcast, and you guys aren't sharing it. And I'd really appreciate it if you did. Okay.
Also, be on the lookout. We're going to drop a special episode for Halloween. That'll
slash our 21st birthday.
It'll be the podcast 21st birthday, so that's a little hint on what the podcast is going to be. But it'll be coming out the day before Halloween, so there won't be an episode for that following Monday. But just keep an eye out for it. It should be fun. It's either going to be our best episode or our worst episode.
The most absolute train wreck of an episode.
Absolute chaos.
And since it's the Halloween episode, are we going to wear costumes and post a picture to Instagram?
We'll wear costumes, but just never talk about it.
We won't bring it up.
You have to guess what we're wearing.
Can you guess by the sound of my voice what my costume is?
All right, we're getting off track here.
I'm
goodbye. We're hanging up. We're out of here. See you later, losers. Just
Bye.
Kidding, you're not losers. We love
Bye.
You. Goodbye.
Bye.
Judges love you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.